Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for April 2nd, 2025. So today was a crazy day. We had the first day of tariffs. We're going to have President Trump talking here in a second about Liberation Day. And wasn't the market supposed to really be kind of contentious today? Well, unfortunately, fortunately, the Dow Jones and the equity markets were up, the VIX is down, and we got bonds completely reversing course around 4 o'clock today. What happened? Well, let's get over to it. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these report twice a day to keep you guys informed to all this stuff right through here and informed with real estate. We talk real estate and the financing piece of the puzzle because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Give you all that information at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get over to these things. So mortgage rates went up a little bit today. It looked a lot worse going into about the last hour of the closing bell, but let's get over to it. What happened today? Well, the Dow Jones, it ended up positive territories. It was down at one point about 200-300 points. Complete reversal, basically all the way across the board. And they had the VIX coming down. Not much, but it's down 1%, so that's some positive news. Now let's get over to here. Here's what happened today in the bond market. So it was a dismal day all the way down through here. We had a couple banks right through here. And when you see that, it says worse and worse and worse. It means mortgage rates were getting worse. And these are mortgage companies posting throughout the day. This is how I keep track of things. But then all of a sudden at the end of the day, boom. So again, when we're focusing in on this, we focus in on interest rates, mortgage rates. We focus in on this right here. This is a mortgage-backed security. It's the bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing makes up the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So as the price of this comes down, mortgage rates go up. Well, what happened today was down, and then mortgage rates start getting reposted for the worse and then worse again. Then all of a sudden, about 3 o'clock, bam, what happened? The market turned, and the market turned here as well. The only thing I can find is right through here. There was a couple announcements today, but President Trump actually spoke, and it's Liberation Day is what they're calling it. So this happened right about the same time that the market's completely turned. So let's get over and see what he has to say. I'll give you the ups and downs and sideways. And folks, I'm not trying to get political. I'm just giving you the insight of what's happening every day and why is happening, you know. Why are interest rates going up or down? Well, all this plays a role in it. So we have to educate ourselves on things like this. If you like it or not, I'm going to tell you know, the good or bad, whatever he says, I'm going to agree with it, disagree with it, and give it, how is this for the good of all of us and maybe even the good of real estate? So let's get to it.
Crowd, what a good looking group of people. Well, we have some very, very good news today and a lot of good things are happening for our country. Please sit down. My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. I'm waiting for a long time. April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Gonna make it wealthy, good and wealthy. For decades, our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike. American steel workers, auto workers, farmers, and skilled craftsmen, we have a lot of them here with us today. They really suffered gravely. They watched in anguish as foreign leaders have stolen our jobs, foreign cheaters have ransacked our factories, and foreign scavengers have torn apart our once beautiful American dream. We had an American dream that you don't hear so much about. You did 4 years ago, and you are now, but you don't too often, and for many years and decades even, you didn't hear too much about. Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen.
We'll just leave it at that because you get the gist of what's going on. That's the only thing that really happened about 3 o'clock today. So he must have said something in there and I'll analyze the rest of this. But for the political purposes, I don't want to keep dwelling on this because some people, you know, they support one side and they support the other. And I don't want to go on either side. So that's what we're going to, that was what happened later in today at the end of the day. And that's the only thing I can find that really flipped the markets around. So right through here, here's the data that we had coming in today. We had ADP payroll numbers. They came in 155,000. That was much better than what was expected. Almost double double what the last reading was. Now, tomorrow we're going to get the initial jobless claims, and then Friday we're going to get the true unemployment rates and claims and so forth. Then one other piece of information that came out today was wages. Wages were up on average. If you stayed on your job, it was up about 4.6%. And if you moved jobs, it was up 6%. So that also fares well on, you know, it's a good wage group. So right now we had employment coming in pretty darn good. We had wages escalating higher than inflation. So far that part of the market, the stability in the economy on employment is there. So now we just got to get through all these tariffs and everything else. And then I think once the dust settles, a lot of people might be surprised. So check out today's video. We did a live workshop on how to refinance. So if you're a homeowner, check that out, how you can refinance and the questions and answers that we go through there. But if you're looking to buy that first house, I'd love to be able to help you, you know, with that as well. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these videos, like I said, twice a day, where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, it starts right through here. So I work at People's Bank and Trust. It's a federal bank. So the nice thing about that is it gives me a federal license that I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing about this bank and the reason why I joined it is we're set up with 33 other banks. So when you're applying with me, I can have facilitate your loan with my bank or 33 other banks. So it's basically you're going to have one loan officer, one application, and one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So that's how it works. Go to theRateUpdate.com. You can put in your application. Oh, we changed the site. The application is right over my head. You can schedule a one-on-one consultation right through here. Folks, if you've scheduled with me today, I apologize. My son is getting married on Saturday, and I'm going to fly out of town tomorrow. So you probably won't be seeing videos from me the next 2 days. Please wish me well and my family. We'll be attending my son's. He's my middle son. It's our first wedding in the family, so we're real excited about that. So I probably won't be back until Monday, but hopefully we're in your prayers and thoughts. But if we can be of any assistance with you with a mortgage or refinance or anything like that, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you. So here's all our contact information. If you want to just call us as well, you can do that right up through there. It's 844-775-5626. Love to answer any questions that you have. Thanks for watching, folks. Hope you learned something today. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. See you next time. Bye-bye.